Well, this is a coordinated attack on me by the far right. There's a group called Far Left Watch that has been coordinating these sorts of attacks against both professors and students for years. And I am planning to fight against this alongside many professors and students who have fought this same sort of harassment and death threat.
Well, let me ask you then, what did you mean by the tweet?
I would like to see the institution of policing be a thing of the past, and I would like to see the only cops be those that are dead, that we should replace policing as an institution with rapid response networks and mass self-defense training so that everybody in our country is able to resolve conflicts peacefully and is able to call on their communities to help resolve conflicts when they can't be ended.
Professor, let me just ask you. So, you want a post-police world? Is that what
That is
you're
correct.
advocating?
That is absolutely what I'm advocating.
Professor, just let me go back to the dead cop thing, because that wasn't just some comment, throwaway, philosophical discussion of a post-police world. This sounds like it was an intentional thing and directed at police. Are you calling for the murder of police officers?
Absolutely not. What I'm calling for is to explore alternative methods to resolve conflict that don't involve guns and arrests. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we live in the 21st century where we all have smartphones and we're able to communicate with each other on at an instant, and somehow we're expected to only be able to call 911 to get help from our community. I believe that we can rely on each other. There are plenty of neighborhoods that are often deprived of police protection because they're low income or people of color, and as a result, they have to resort to their own forms of rapid response because they can't rely on the police for protection. I'm really sorry about
Are you
that,
saying
Pat.
that when they call 911, nobody responds?
Yes.